Mike was always a better skateboarder than me, though the gap between us wasn't enormous when I was really into it. It's all about practice, and when other things took precedence, I didn't get in as much riding as Mike did. By other things, I mean girls. Girls don't typically hang around skate parks, maybe a few, but not the kind of girls I like. Don't take my word for it. 12 million skateboarders in the US, only 8% of them female. It's basically a guy's sport, at least here. But internationally, both girls and guys have competitions, and now it's even in the Olympic Games. Skateboarding for girls sort of took off around the time I was phasing out of it competitively. That's when Mike, my best friend, came to me and told me what he'd done. You might say I should have noticed the signs. He'd grown his hair really long, but plenty of guys do that. He had smooth legs, but guys do that too. Some say it's for speed or just to show off a good leg shape in short pants, but the truth is, I had no idea until he told me. He was upset, troubled. It's in times like that you realize who your friends are, who counts on you so that you know you can count on them. He mumbled and talked around the issue by talking about substandard girls' competitions stealing the limelight, but I still had no clue what he was talking about. In the end, he just blurted it out. I've been competing in girls' competitions as a girl, all right? I could have easily laughed at the idea, but he was genuinely upset. I had to ask him how this had happened. I just entered the competition in my own name, he said. I just wanted to show they weren't up to our standard. Heck, I didn't even know that Michael could be a girl's name, too. They call me Mickey. I won, and now the trouble has really started. I said, "You won? What competition? When?" Last year, over in. He named the town next to ours. It was a long way for him to go to compete, but it made sense. He was known locally. Over there, he could be Mickey, a girl skateboarder. But that was a year ago, I said. So that's done. It's over, right? No, he said. I've been getting invitations, some paid stuff. They want me to go to the state contest and maybe go pro. Well, I suppose I am pro, kind of with the prize money and all. I told him he had to be kidding, but he had a folder with some documents. There were all the victory certificates, my friend's name, sometimes with Mickey in parentheses, as the winner of a girls' competition. I had to ask the obvious question, so what can I do? I need you to be my support crew, he said. My parents don't know. I know what they'd say. They'd be really angry. But going to state, I won't be able to just show up and skate like I have until now. I'll be staying overnight. I'll need to be a girl 24 sevenths, or at least 24 halves. You still haven't told me. How can I help? You can drive me, he said. We can hang out together. You could be like my boyfriend or something. I was more amused than shocked. He continued, I mean, if we just stuck together, I wouldn't need to interact with the others. I'd just turn up and ride. You and me, we just avoid all the publicity. Plus, having a boyfriend will make it easier for me to pass as a girl. But how will I look? I mean, how do you look like as a girl? I suppose my only concern about posing as a boyfriend was that I might look gay. He was still a guy like me, but I was starting to see that he might be something else. I can show you, he said. Just don't laugh. He was carrying a bag, a cloth bag over his shoulder like guys do to carry a sweater while skating. He pulled out a hairbrush and a small box. He took the band out of his hair and began to brush it, turning away from me as he did. I remember thinking that he was already passable just because his hair was so long and seemed to shine in the sunlight. Still with his back to me, he pulled out a small eyebrow brush from the box, then a mascara wand and a lipstick. The box was plain and a bit worn on the outside, but there was a mirror inside the lid. He worked quickly. He clearly had some skills. Then he turned around. I was smiling in anticipation of being amused, but the smile quickly vanished. He was gone, and Mickey stood before me. This is what I look like as her. I think I gasped. I know I felt very strange. You know someone your whole life, and then you meet their female counterpart. There's nothing that can prepare you for that, especially when she just happens to be attractive. You don't need me to pass, I said. But I do need some support. Please, pal. I can't go there on my own and mix with the other girls. They're sure to figure me out. Maybe not the guys, but this is getting serious. I'm taking the prizes, and they're getting catty. With you there, I can just ignore them. You're paying for everything? I'll pay you so you can pay for everything, she said. A girl likes her guy to pay. And she gave me a little smile as if she were flirting with me. And it sounded like her voice had changed a little just for those last few words. I agreed to do it. What kind of true friend could refuse? but if I felt any discomfort about it, it was in my pants. I tried to dismiss it as something to do with the hair before she turned around, but I had been aroused. Just a little maybe, but there was no denying it. Like I said, in the US anyway, skateboarding is for guys, but the notion of guys' sports and girls' sports is a social construct. It doesn't have to be that way, it just is. It's not as if girls can't do all the moves guys can. Why are there even two competitions? Some people might be critical of what my friend was doing, but I was happy to help. It's best if I call her Mickey from this point on, for reasons that will become clear. So she filed the entry papers, she booked the room, and she got into my car, but not dressed as her. "We'll need to stop on the way and buy some things," she said. "Skaters only wear jeans or shorts and tees, and the only thing I do is wear a padded sports bra underneath, but I'll need to have something else to wear, just nothing too girly." The dress was my idea, I admit it. I told her she might need something just in case, but the fact is I wanted to see her in a dress. It was almost as if seeing her completely dressed as a woman would somehow get the thoughts out of my head that seemed close to being gay, which is not something I wanted to be. The pierced ears were my idea too, but to help her through that, I had my ears pierced as well. We just had black studs in them. I bought the hoops for her as a gift, but I didn't tell her how attractive I thought she looked in them. We arrived at the motel, and we got a room with single beds. "Are you young people okay with that?" the lady at the counter asked. "The age of consent is 16 in this state. For a few extra dollars, I can put you in a double." But we took the twins. I said that the question was a good thing. We looked like a couple, so she looked like a girl. I said she needed to get used to looking like she was my girlfriend, like staying close and maybe holding my arm. "You're enjoying this," she accused me. "You don't have a girlfriend at the moment, so you want me to make you look good." "Hey, I'm here for you, remember? I don't know these people. Why would I care what they think? It's about you looking like a girl." But the truth is that even in front of strangers, any guy wants to look cool, and the coolest a guy can have is an attractive girl on his arm. And she was right. She made me look good. And the fact that she said it means that she knew she was attractive, whether or not she wanted to be. We just ordered pizza and stayed in that night, but I insisted that she run through some girly conduct exercises. We watched two romantic comedies on TV, and she was picking up some things, and I was pointing out other things. "I should be out skating," she said. "You know you can do that, but this stuff is just as important if you don't want to be found out." But the truth is that I liked her like this. When she acted girly, it made me feel a certain way. We went to the contest, and she stayed away from the other girls as much as she could. She was still lacking in confidence in getting close to them, but bit by bit, that confidence grew. She started to relax and just be a girl. Mickey said the girls had told her, "We understand you hanging with your guy because he's attractive, but we're on the circuit together, so we need to exchange numbers." "Don't get a big head from that compliment," Mickey warned. "What did you say?" I asked. "Did you agree I was attractive?" "I kind of had to, didn't I?" she said. Mickey didn't win, but she came in a close second. It was just a minor mistake. Things happen. There was going to be a special party to award additional prizes. Some of the girls said to Mickey, "We're going to dress up. What about you?" Mickey said, "I don't have anything to wear." But I said we should go. "You have a dress. You just need some nice shoes and maybe go to Sephora and get your makeup done." She didn't want to do it. She accused me of forcing her. She said I was deliberately trying to turn her into a sissy. "Hey, this isn't my mess, and you can't be a sissy if you're a girl. And while you're on the girls' skate circuit, I guess that's what you are." We went out and got some shoes. They had wedge heels. She snapped again. "You want me to fall over and make a fool of myself?" "I want you to look good," I said. Well, after she had her makeup done, she looked a heck of a lot better than just good. She was stunning. She spent a long time looking at herself in the mirror and tossing her hair around. "Have your hair done before your makeup next time," the beautician said. "But you have great hair. Maybe just part it in the middle and let me put a couple of quick curls in the ends and some spray." Honestly, when we walked in, she was the most attractive girl in the place. I'll tell you how good she looked. One of the sponsors came up to her and asked for a little private time. I insisted on being included, and he agreed. He said, "We're looking for female skateboarders with the right look. If you endorse our products, there could be a sponsorship deal in it for you. We'd cover travel and expenses and a bit more." Before I could get the details, she said, "I don't use your products." Just like that, she turned them away. "You're crazy," I said after we'd left the party. You didn't even ask about the deal. This is happening too fast, she said. I'm getting worried. Hey, nobody's going to figure you out looking like this, I said. What are you talking about? No, not that. I'm getting worried that I'm changing. I feel like I'm not me anymore. Who's the best judge of that? I exclaimed as we entered our room. Friendly hug. Come on. I reached out my arms and she stepped into them. Her head was below mine now that she'd kicked off the shoes. That center part under my nose and the smell of hairspray. Her arms were around my waist and I was feeling a certain way. I had to say done. I had to ask for the first shower so I could relieve myself, closing my eyes and thinking of Mickey half naked. And she was worried about changing. We went home in the morning. I don't know how Mickey explained herself to her parents. She could try to revert to her male persona in the car on the drive home, but I didn't see a boy walking up the front steps of her house. In fact, I never saw that boy again. I found the guy who offered the sponsorship on the product website and called him. I explained that we had met and that I was Mickey's boyfriend, and that I thought I could talk her around to a sponsorship deal if they were still offering. But she wants to endorse hair and makeup products too. She's going places. The deal can be conditional on her achieving wins or placings if you like, but it has to be good. There has to be a substantial cash component. And she wants control of her image. And by the way, don't say anything to her about this call. You make your best offer and I'll guide her through, but don't tell her I had a hand in it. She's a very independent young woman, as well as being the most attractive thing on a skateboard. We went to another contest that following weekend in another town, this time not so far to drive. I picked her up from her house early in the morning of the competition, and she walked out the door wearing girl's clothes, jeans, but definitely a girl's look. Maybe it was too early for her folks to see her. She said she'd been texting the other girls. She'd set up some social media platforms as Mickey. She'd be catching up with some of them after the contest. There would be another award evening. She said she hoped I had something nice to wear as she did. She said nothing about the sponsorship deal. I just figured they were getting it ready. She won that contest. She stepped straight out of her car and down to the half pipe and just dominated the competition. I saw the guy I'd spoken to on the phone taking pictures of her, but as I approached, he just held up his hand and winked. I thought I understood. We shouldn't be seen talking together. Straight after that, Mickey went with her new girlfriends to get their hair done and dress for the dinner. I had good clothes, but I was underdressed. She should have warned me. I hardly saw her. I hung back, just stepping forward to clap and cheer when she won the contest medal. She didn't come back to the twin room that night. I lay awake waiting for her. She called me to say she'd made other arrangements to get home. There was another contest the following week, but she sent me a message to say she was flying. That was a better idea. It was too far to drive. Do you want me to come as your boyfriend? I texted her. No. Just a friend. Thanks, but no. The truth is that the night of that grand ball where she looked radiant in a ball gown with her hair up and I looked like a slob in the crowd was the last time I saw her. In the flesh, I mean. She's all over the magazines and websites, including in a bikini. How is that even possible? I look at those images sometimes when I relieve myself and think how things might have been. I don't know how she got away with it, but I'm not going to reveal her secret. That would harm her, but it would make me look bad too. In more than one way. I mean, I'd look gay and like a jerk for ruining her life. Instead, I just have to find a way to move on, but it's hard to forget my skater girl.